Hey, Anon. Here's a secret. You can flirt with ruination for a really long time without actually getting ruined. A further secret is that most people who have the wanting somebody to flirt with ruination for them kink really, really like that kink. And don't really want to ruin you, because then you cut off their supply. Like, if your life is completely ruined forever, then there's no more anticipation. There's no more playing with you. So, most of those people, they just want to keep you kind of on the edge of really fucking up your life without actually doing it. So, obviously, there are people out there that you have to be careful of, and situations that you have to kind of watch, but no, you don't have to assume that any one fetish is going to immediately ruin your life. There are people out there who literally give away their social security numbers and their, like, team viewer password to random people. Actually, I got somebody's team viewer password once, but there were too many other people logged in to their team viewer because it was on a social thread, so I never actually got in to their computer. But yeah, there are people out there who do that, and there are people out there who give away all of their credit card numbers and all kinds of insane things. There are people out there who, you know, go under the knife and allow a stranger to perform surgery on them. They just assume that person's a doctor just because he's wearing a white coat. Life is crazy. The majority of people don't really want to hurt you. So I think you're going to be okay.